Have you ever found yourself in a sticky situation, wishing you could snap your fingers or click your heels and disappear? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about dealing with modern predicaments in creative ways. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Novelist Colleen Oakley loves an unlikely premise, but in her fifth novel, Jane and Dan at the End of the World, she's outdone herself. The book is set during a single evening at an ultra-high-end restaurant called La Fin du Monde, located on a coastal cliff in California. Its million-dollar sunset view is upstaged by its $8.4 million dessert, which includes a diamond ring and has famously been ordered only once by a New York Yankees player for his wife the week after his sext messages with a Southwest flight attendant went viral. Jane and Dan end up celebrating their 19th anniversary at this palace of excess when he wins a voucher in a raffle that he thinks is for a free dinner, but actually only entitles him to make a reservation. Sadly, Jane's planning to ask him for a divorce, partly because of some texts she saw on his phone, but more because she's just so bored with her life. But the boredom's about to end. Dan and Jane are barely through their first course when a bunch of people in masks carrying assault rifles pours into the dining room. Jane is no gun expert, but she did research various military-grade weapons when she was writing her novel, Tea is for Terror, about an evil gang taking over a high-end tea house in London and holding everyone hostage. And oh, dear God. Yes, somehow the leader of the activists is one of the six people on Earth who have read Jane's novel. And the evening has many other surprises in store as well. Perhaps the change in the temperature of Jane and Dan's marriage is not the biggest one, but it's nonetheless relatable and sweet. And hooray for Wykie Wang's little gem of a third novel, Rental House. It is both contained and far-reaching, funny and serious, neat and messy, all these opposites unified by an intelligent, direct, unapologetic yet endearing narrative voice familiar to readers of Wang's earlier work. Fans of Chemistry and Joan is Okay will also recognize her signature themes, the social and psychological pressures of parents and partners, ethnicity and culture, immigration, assimilation, and class. Wang presents her story in two parts, with a To the Lighthouse-esque interlude between them that moves the story forward 5 years. Each half is set at a vacation property visited by an interracial New York couple named Nate and Carew. Carew, like Peru, she always volunteers, with their dog, Mantu. During their Cape Cod trip, they receive both sets of in-laws, the Chinese immigrants and the Appalachian white folks, fortunately not at the same time. In the Catskills, they meet some temporary neighbors and entertain unexpected guests. Though emotional tensions are high, their activities are low-key. With Carew's parents, who have post-pandemic agoraphobia, they watch real estate television shows featuring expats. With Nate's parents, they build a bonfire, a skill Carew assumed to be passed down directly from Paul Bunyan. In the Cape Cod section, everything, including trying to walk her dog, just pushes Carew closer and closer to a meltdown. In the Catskills, she ends up taking control in a different way. Maybe dysfunction doesn't always have to win, Wang suggests, and in her hands, this is a surprisingly subversive proposition.
The books are Jane and Dan at the End of the World by Colleen Oakley and Rental House by Wykie Wang. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.